fighting for America.
A plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
It hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Right. Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right. Oh, my God.
Fighting for Idaho.
Have you forgotten how it felt that day? See your homeland under fire and her people blown away.
Fighting for you.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell.
And good morning. It is Kevin Miller here asking you that question. On September 11th, have we forgotten, certainly in light of what is going on with ISIS, with Iraq, with Syria, with Afghanistan, our thoughts, our prayers go out to all those that have lost loved ones, that have that empty chair, that have that empty feeling in their heart. Most of us remember that growing up. Most of us remember that trying to grow on from this tragedy. And in the days of evil, in the essence of overcoming these things, we saw our nation go to war, go into Afghanistan, root out the bad guys, eventually kill Osama bin Laden, then go into Iraq, kill Saddam Hussein, who was executed legally. And here we are today, once again, fearful of another attack, this time not by Al-Qaeda, but by their demon spawn, ISIS, or ISIL, or whatever. Folks, here with me and you, we're going to have an hour of remembrance, an hour of faith, an hour of prayer to thank our Lord and Savior for America. And what have we learned today? What have we learned since September 11th? Can you believe that there were children that weren't born then, that now are teenagers? You believe that there were young adults that went to serve to liberate the world from the extremist, from the people that don't value life? It is amazing. You know, recently we had our friend Paul Feinbaum on, and I love Paul Feinbaum. We all remember what we were doing that day. And for me personally, it's a day unlike any other. I was sitting there doing a morning show. I was captaining the ship along with John Mounts, the character that Sweet William is based on. And we're interviewing a gentleman, a Dr. Larry Powell from the University of Alabama, Birmingham. And what happened next? I saw the fire at the World Trade Center. All of a sudden, blip, blip, blip. Every TV went live to New York City. Then you think, what the heck happened? And then, boom, the second plane hit. How many of us saw it live as it happened? And what were your thoughts oh my God, has the world gone crazy? Those of you that lived on the East Coast, those of you that lived here or in other parts of the country, where were they going to strike next? And then the Pentagon. And we figured it, we were trying to figure out which planes were mobile bombs, which planes were mobile missiles. And we see that, and that sense of fear. And then those folks over Pennsylvania, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, led by Todd Beamer, and said, we're not going to cooperate. We're going to take these guys down. We're going to save the Capitol. Years later, before I came here to 580 KIDO, I was at the Capitol, and I was going on an official tour, and they talked about how Washington was living in fear that everybody had abandoned the Capitol because the People's House was a target. And they would have been successful destroying that beautiful rotunda if not for the bravery of Todd Beamer and those other folks. Remember the phrase, let's roll? And then we look at our great nation here today, so divisive, so divided, so against things, and the ultimate evil seems to have reincarnated itself in the form of ISIS. Are we up to the challenge? Was Washington up to the challenge? Was Jefferson? Throughout the hour here, we're going to play several clips at 580 KIDO of that day. And what I'd like you to do is just to sit and listen. Email me your thoughts, say a prayer, be thankful. We will review what happened. I do want to start this hour out because for me, it's always very significant about the power of this forum. I've been with you for 5 years, thank God. Hopefully we'll be with you for many, many more. And that's not shtick, that's just how it is. We fight each and every day to make sure that you have the best in radio, the best interviews, what have you. But the power of radio, unlike any other medium, was evident that day. I can recall people wondering where President Bush was. He flew out to Nebraska, went back to the White House and said, I'm not afraid of the terrorist. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to make sure that the American people know that their president is with them. I mean, what do you say to folks? What do you really say to people after those attacks? So President Bush did what he had to do. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself how it all changed. And perhaps here, I'm sure in other places across the country, you had the news station take over all the airwaves. You remember that night where Dan Rather was on CBS, where Dan Rather was giving the news, you know, whatever channel owned whatever channel, it was just news. And that feeling of sadness, shock, and remorse. And one of the things that I decided to do as a local broadcaster at the time in Birmingham, Alabama, I decided to go to New York. Now, New York was shut down. You couldn't get in. Remember, the skies were shut down. But I decided the people there needed to have a voice. And so I went to New York City. I broadcast from Times Square, the first local show in America to do this. Then we were followed by Phil Hendry and Glenn Beck and others. And I had a chance to tour the streets. And what I saw was just the bravery of each and every New Yorker. Let me share with you one of our comments here from that year, 2001, September of 2001, actually, right after the attacks.
I think this is a time that we pray for the children who lost their mamas and daddies. We pray for the for the family members who lost loved ones. And what we must do is resume our normal lives as quickly as we can and to show whomever is responsible that we will not be frozen by their acts of terrorism. I hope that every mother and every daddy will take time tonight to be with their kids, to hold them and to love them and to let them know that they're loved.
Apparently there is a fire at the top of the World Trade Center. I repeat, a huge fire at the top of the World Trade Center. We have this now, yes? A plane crashed into the World Trade Center?
This just happened moments ago. A plane crash in the top of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
This is broadcasting at its best. It's what broadcasting does to serve the public best.
And there you have at the time the governor of Alabama, by the way, yapping about this. We had him on. But here you have what we were doing at the time, going right to it, to Jim Hickey, and informing the public. And sometimes you just have to let the story speak for itself. And 100 years from now, how will we all be judged concerning September 11th?
A tremendous amount of smoke is billowing from the upper levels of that tower.
But the wingtip had to be at least 150 to 200 feet wide. Oh, my God!
Oh,
the next building
is another one.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another plane just flew in.
Incredible! Oh my God!
Another plane as we were watching.
I don't believe this! The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion.
Firefighters, everyone yelling, run, run, people running down the street.
It just blew up. A big explosion. People started running. It was just chaos everywhere.
As soon as you got hit, I was thrown to a window. So I was very lucky to get out.
I was up on in my office on the northwest corner of the 82nd floor. I heard a noise like a sonic boom almost, and then a blast. The building swayed.
I'm sitting down and I'm crying, and I couldn't believe something like this would actually happen. And about 10 minutes later, then the whole building just started to collapse.
It was about 9:35, and I was looking out our 12th floor windows, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low. Proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
The aircraft penetrated deep inside the Pentagon. It is organized in rings from the E-ring on the outside. It penetrated all the way into the A-ring in the inner part of the Pentagon.
As we are boarding Air Force One, they have bomb squads out here checking all of our gear a second time.
It's Linda Douglas on Capitol Hill. We've just been told that the Capitol is being evacuated and that all reporters must follow the direction of the Capitol Police.
It's Monica off the FAA conference call. There are no planes taking off in the entire country. Planes are allowed to land. No planes are taking off in the entire country.
It's Martha Raddatz. They have now issued an evacuation order at the State Department. As a precaution, they're saying everyone should evacuate.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
There are a large number of firefighters and police officers who are in harm's way, and we don't know how many we've lost.
The worst domestic disasters in U.S. history.
And justice will be done.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong.
Boy, we miss that guy, don't we? More coming up on this September 11th, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's take a look.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here on this September 11th. Again, the sounds of that day. You know, how many times did we remember day after day, year after year? What is it, the Today Show actually does it in real time, I think, on MSNBC. And some people say, well, you know, Kevin, we should forget. Can we really forget what happened? Can you forget what happened? How many of us grew up with, you know, our grandparents or our parents telling us about Pearl Harbor, telling us about Roosevelt and the fireside chats? And most of us thought, well, that will never happen to us. That was a time when the world was at war. Not so much anymore. Not so much because we live at peace. Look, Bill Clinton always talked about that. Well, you know, here's the skinny on this. Bill Clinton, you know, lived in a time of peace where there wasn't a war. Will we ever find out? Will we ever truly find out who's to blame for our lack of intelligence? A lot of mysteries perhaps we'll never know. But we honor those folks that died for us. We honor their sacrifice. And by the way, you know, remember those signs? Never forget. Now, that's why I always like playing the Daryl Worley song that we started this hour with. Have you forgotten? Has the country forgotten on that day where you were and the international fear that we had? You know, our friend Stephen Yates, now chairman of the Republican Party, always talks about being in the epicenter, giving the briefing the day after to President Bush, to Vice President Cheney, going over what our response should be. And now that we've had time, for lack of a better term, to digest, did we get it right? I think what we're seeing right now with these deaths of these Americans, with these deaths of these journalists, is we have an enemy that has no fear of reprisal. And we're not going to get political today, but there are consequences. And the old slogan, freedom isn't free, right?
Now there is only one tower of the World Trade Center. The South Tower has completely collapsed upon itself.
Suddenly there was a huge rumble, and every emergency person there grabbed a civilian and dashed us down the street ahead of a huge choking cloud of smoke.
The FAA has directed us to get all the aircraft out of the air.
Carol, in your history at the Birmingham International Airport, has this ever happened before?
Absolutely not.
A major disaster has occurred near the top of one of the World Trade Center towers in Lower Manhattan.
Another plane has just flown into the World Trade Center. This is not a joke.
We now have fire confirmed at the Pentagon.
A most incredible, horrifying sight. The building has simply disappeared.
One aircraft that has been hijacked that is still in the air.
Problem at the North Tower, Peter.
Let's look at the North Tower quickly.
Seems to be coming down.
The World Trade Center tower, now there is only one. Remember earlier, half of one has gone, the other half is gone. There is only one World Trade Center tower now. Back to Peter Jennings.
It's hard to put it into words, and maybe one doesn't need
well,
to.
Well, they're both gone now, so there is no more World Trade Center. Peter Jennings, again, back to you.
Have now been attacked and destroyed with thousands of people in them or in the immediate area adjacent to them.
All right, yeah, like I said, I want to tell my thoughts and prayers to all the families.
They have to show a united front. That is what we just saw a few minutes ago.
And I pray for our leaders.
They're saying that there are entire companies of firefighters that they don't know where they're at.
Certainly thoughts and prayers go out to the families.
You can't help but think here are at least 400 or 500 people who went to the scene after the first crash, who went there to help. They perished as well.
The determination of these terrorists will not deter the determination of the American people. We are survivors, and freedom is a survivor.
Covering that event that very day, covering that tragedy, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And as a parent, a grandparent, as a person that loves America, I think it comes down to now between us and them. And one thing that we should be very thankful for, and one can criticize President Bush all they want, but we took the fight to them. We uprooted them in their terrorist nest in Afghanistan. We've got them on the run. Now, unfortunately, they've rehabilitated themselves. They're in Africa. They're in Qatar. They're in other places. But going back to that day, I look at myself. I listen to myself, and we were such a different world. A world where if a plane was hijacked, we were always taught to cooperate. Who would ever think to plow a plane into the World Trade Center? And for those of you that never experienced the World Trade Centers, they were huge. Not just tall, but incredibly wide. Those that have been to New York and had a chance to be up on top of the World Trade Center, what was it like to be on the observation deck? It was so solid. When you go to the Empire State Building, it wobbles a little. Well, it's an old building. The World Trade Center was no big deal. Oh, look, there's the Statue of Liberty. It's like a little toy. That's how marvelous it was, an underground mall. And it was truly a big plaza. Look at what we have now, the Freedom Tower. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't call it that. The World Trade Center, right? The World Trade Center? It will always be 9/11 to us, and we haven't forgotten, right? We can't forget. That's why we're here today, to honor those folks that made the ultimate sacrifice. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO as we remember. And regardless of where we are, where we were, where we will be, we always remember September 11th. I hope that we never live in a world where it becomes passé. It becomes out of date. When people say, oh yeah, I've forgotten. Let's hope not. One just takes a look at our biggest fear. What would happen to us? What would we do when confronted with the ultimate evil? And one of the reasons, as we've talked about repeatedly, that I love this forum, this radio that we all love so much at Idaho's first radio station, 580 KIDO, is that we have a chance to communicate. We have a chance to make a difference. That happened for me when, as we talked about, I went to New York. First person outside of New York to report from New York as a local radio host. Paid my own way, paid my own hotel. Didn't really know what I was going to do. Found a remote broadcasting facility that would work. But I was convinced that people needed to hear from the real life folks in Manhattan. Let's take a listen to the reaction less than 3 weeks after September 11th, 2001, in New York City.
A lot more destruction than what you see actually on TV. I mean, half of downtown is pretty much wiped out.
Everyone's given us such an incredible amount of support.
Now, Nino, you're doing something special here.
I don't think I'm doing something that's so special. I'm doing what every American is doing in their own way. Only that I have the good fortune of having a full-time function trying to support this effort of rebuilding and healing. I think every American wants to do their part. Well, what were the American people doing that day, September 11th or 12th?
God bless America. God bless the people. Where are you coming from?
Alabama.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Send my regards to Alabama.
It's stories about everybody.
You always hear about your life flashes before your eyes when you think you're going to die. And I was on the floor and things were landing on me. I thought I was going to die. And the first thing I thought was, I'm never going to see my wife again. Over, I'm sure it'll hit me.
Anything you'd like to say to America?
Yeah, just thank you for the support. I saw people in the lobby were on fire, literally on fire, still alive.
I didn't think we were ever going to get out.
You had a guardian angel that day, didn't you?
And that noise started again, and basically the building was collapsed right around us.
Yeah, I'd like to say good morning to Alabama and tell them that, you know, it's very touching to know that they still care. Because sometimes, you know, when you're here, you feel like you're alone. And I know a lot of you are thinking that you don't have the time. And I said, if you think I have the time, you're crazy. And I said, but you make the time. If you think that God is going to take the answer that you don't have the time, I can tell you now that I don't think that's going to be a valid excuse for God either.
You know, let me explain some of those people in that audio clip here at 580KIDO. You heard me speaking to a gentleman on the street, and I just happened to be walking by Canal Street looking for that fire department that had been almost completely annihilated, because those firefighters bravely went in, and who would have thought that the Twin Towers would fall? Going in looking to save lives. And as I was wandering Canal Street in New York City, I saw a restaurant, and it was open to rescue workers, and it was run by an Italian immigrant named Nino. Nino Van Dome. And he looked at me, and I had the usual Kevin Miller look, disheveled. And he said, look, no press. And I said, look, I'm not the press. And he let me into his establishment, which was serving food nonstop at the time to rescue workers before they became recovery workers at the World Trade Center site. And one thing that I can always remember about September 11th is the smell, the burning of my lungs, the closer you got to the actual location. And I said, well, who's paying for this, Nino? And he said, I am. And after we had been there for quite some time, Nino was featured on Good Morning America and other shows, and he had people from all over the country volunteer and donate food. And I remember thinking to myself, this is America at its best. The young, older lady that you hear, that's his beautiful mother, Josephine, at the time, little old Italian lady, pinching my cheeks as they're serving rescue workers. And maybe you had this idea, you thought to yourself, well, what can I do? Can I volunteer? Remember, the Red Cross and the United Way were not allowing people in to Manhattan. But, and I learned this at Hurricane Katrina, it's not the government that really saves us. It's the people. And I learned this because Nino would allow any and every volunteer to come in and serve food. And I said, Nino, why are you doing this? And he said, I'm an immigrant. I've made a lot of money. And this is my way of saying thanks. This is my way of thanking this great country. Now, little would we know that Nino eventually would drive himself out of business feeding all of those workers. Incredible. It didn't matter to him because it was the right thing to do. There's another gentleman, a younger guy. His name, Sean, Officer Sean, I believe Sean Duffy is his name. You hear him being in the World Trade Center building, actually the Marriott there. And in the lobby, thinking that he's going to die. The guy just got married. And you know, those of you that have been married, some of us that have been married a few times, uh-oh! At least the first time, we're all filled with hope and vim and vigor and everything else. Imagine not ever seeing your wife again or your husband. And this was a real-life possibility. The guy cheated death. And wouldn't it be nice, again, to get back to that feeling where Democrats and Republicans came together for the betterment of our country? Is that possible these days? Boy, it would take a lot. You take a look at what we're up against right now. Certainly the opponent is there. And what's our biggest fear? Some of us are very naive that think that the border is going to stay secure by itself, but that these ISIS clowns or Al-Qaeda comes back and does it again. But at 580KIDO, I look at September 11th, and I look at the goodness in the face of overwhelming sadness. I can remember coming back to New York. I'd never been to New York, and I'd been there 2 months and then 5 weeks and then 3 weeks after September 11th. And I could just remember looking at the widows of the firefighters and wondering how they would go on. but their steely resolve was inspiring. Coming up, should we really honor this day by not having it as a day of work? The danger of that is that all of a sudden, hey, everybody, it's the September 11th day sale. Look, I love sales. I respect sales. I'm all about revenue. But do we really want a September 11th day sale? Is that honoring those people that gave their lives? I think that's the danger. But I do think that there should be some type of national day of remembrance. And I know we're going to have churches and the president and everybody else, whether it's Shanksville, whether it's New York, whether it's Washington. Could we be adult enough to really honor those folks? And is honoring those folks not working? You remember President Bush. How do you stop the terrorists? Go shopping. Okay, that's great until the credit card bills do. But seriously, is this a day that we should be working, considering the historical significance the day the war on terror began? Your thoughts, always welcome, my fellow Americans. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Does this day need to be a national day of remembrance? I know that it is, but should it be more? September 11th with you, Kevin Miller with you on September 11th. You know, no matter how many years, I still get flustered speaking about this day and trying to communicate the great loss that we've had. Sometimes it's better to just listen as opposed to talk, right?
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. There's something
happening here. Well, the next thing I know, the second building is hit.
A plane has attacked the Pentagon this morning as well.
We seem to have a three-pronged attack. What it is ain't
exactly clear. We're not sure exactly what happened, but it was another explosion on the right-hand side.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
There is a plane that's been hijacked. Telling me
I got to beware. The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
There's a huge explosion, a huge rumbling cloud. Another building has gone up on the right-hand side of the road. People are now running down the street.
We can only hope that it's over for today, but officials are taking no chances on all that.
Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
We lost people that have given over 40 years.
Young people speak in their minds.
You no longer think this would never happen to me, and then you realize two aircraft hit the largest buildings in Manhattan.
We stopped. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I've seen at least 12 people jump to either jump or they had no choice. I don't know if it was by force. They didn't want to get burned or they didn't want to blow up, but they just jumped.
What a field day for the heat.
Roughly 10,000 people per tower.
1,000 people in the street.
The casualties are many.
Singing songs and they carry inside.
There are many dead.
Mostly say hooray for our side.
Apparently Palestinians took to the street chanting, God is great. People were throwing candy, distributing candy to passersby.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. Good night. And God bless America.
Doesn't that just bring you back to that day? Can you imagine some people still wanting to do sports that following weekend? Some college football conferences? Thankfully, the NFL actually led the way with saying, we're done. NASCAR followed suit in an era when sports wasn't as dominant as it is now. But I listened to President Bush, and a lot of people still don't like President Bush. He was unfairly vilified. Never really had a chance, did he? But what was the one thing that the terrorists did? They underestimated President Bush, and he showed resolve. Never before had we been attacked in New York, in Washington, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I started this hour at 580KIDO asking the question, actually playing the Daryl Worley song, Have You Forgotten? Well, it's dangerous to forget, isn't it? It's dangerous to forget. Because if we forget, we let our defenses down, and it could happen again. No one wants to see that. You know, even when we distrust government, we still have faith in our men and women in the military. God bless them. God bless everybody that keeps America safe. And God himself. But we can't turn away from the evil. And what was the lesson so many years ago? Is that America will not be stopped. America will come back. That's the message today, right? More coming up here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. Let's get you to